سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا، قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا، هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون، إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون، فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, through the infinite mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we are Muslims. And through the tawfiq and guidance of Allah Ta'ala, we read our Isha Salah with Jama'ah. And Allah gave us tawfiq of sitting a little extra while in the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us sincerity and acceptance. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself. And whosoever listened to these recordings, whichever town, city, country you live in, keep contact with the imam of your masjid, the ulama of your town, your city. And we need to compliment one another. We don't compete with one another. I feel extremely happy when our brothers sit in the programs of other ulama. May Allah accept everybody's sacrifices. I've recited ayat number 52 to 54. From Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala speaks about how, about the day of Qiyamah. Last week we discussed those verses where some of the non-Muslims, out of arrogance and pride, they were questioning Rasulullah and the Sahaba about the day of Qiyamah, about the life after death, about Jannah, Jahannam, etc. They don't have yaqeen. They don't have iman on the life after that. So Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, they will say, alas to our destruction, who has raised us up from our graves? This is what Ar-Rahman had promised, and the messengers spoke the truth. The famous dua when we're putting sand in the grave, we recite, Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَىٰ. We are created from sand, we return back to sand, and once again we'll be resurrected sand. And we know Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, to the command of Allah, he'll blow the trumpet, and one loud sound, everything will perish, all mankind, jinnat will die. And again Israfil alayhi salam will blow again, and people will be resurrected. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صِيحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَّدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. It will be only a single scream, after which they will all suddenly appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. On this day of Qiyamah, no soul shall be oppressed in the least, and they will receive retribution only for what they did. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will will deal with the servants, how we lived in this world. And there are certain questions that will be asked. One is about our Faraz Salah. If we read our Faraz Salah on its correct time, meals with Jama'ah, and when the Salah is correct, the other actions also, we hope in the mercy of Allah to rectify it and make it correct. It will be asked how we earned our wealth, how we spent our wealth, the little Islamic knowledge that we have, how much did we practice? I am myself guilty. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَاهُ. Not claim to be pious. Allah knows best who is pious. And I feel extremely guilty. There's a lot of shortcomings in my life. And we hope in the mercy of Allah that Allah forgive us and guide us to rectify our mistakes. We look at the good qualities that other of others and look at our own shortcomings and mistakes. The life in this world is short. Nobody going to live forever. One day we all have to pass away. Regarding this worldly life, there's some beautiful, authentic hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل إن الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة. This hadith sharif is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, if the glitter and glamour of the world, the gold, diamond, the mansions, the things that we see in this world, in today's time, the luxury vehicles, the private jets, the aeroplanes, traveling in first class, business class, and all the luxuries and comforts of the world, if it was something valuable in the eyes of Allah, Allah would not have given to non-Muslim anything. It's not even valued as the wing of a mosquito. And we know the mosquito is a fly that causes harm to people, and people want to kill it if it comes near them. What will make us valuable in the akhirat is the good actions that we do in this world. The next hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب دنياه أضر بآخرته ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنياه فأيسر ما يبقى على ما يفنى. This hadith sharif is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad number 19,697. I got the Jummah khutbah that is prepared by Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. The Jummah khutbah kitab got different topics, and it's very easy to find the hadiths with the reference in this Jummah kitab that was prepared by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Allah grant all our pious predecessors the highest rank in Jannah and guide us to follow on their footsteps. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that whoever loves this worldly life, he'll cause harm to the life after that. In the meaning, in the greed of wealth, a person may miss his Faraz Salah. In greed of wealth, a person may involve in interest and haram transactions. In greed of wealth, they might speak lies. إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يُنْجِي وَالْكِزْبَ يُهُلِكَ. The truthful speech will make us successful, and speaking lies will make us unsuccessful. If you want barakah and blessing, then be honest. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, an honest businessman and myself will be together on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Sahib, as an expression, put his fingers together. And we earn with a good intention, and we do good things with the money. Make niya, ya Allah, whatever little source of income you give me. I only protected from asking the people for zakat and charities. And I want to do good things with the money. Give our sincere lillah charity to the masjid, madrasas. Give our 2.5% zakat to poor Muslims. And give even more. Our money must not be used for alcohol, drugs, going towards immoral women, prostitutes, or any un-Islamic activities, music festivals, etc. Allah must protect us. And وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَةُ أَذَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ فَآسِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. And whoever loves the life after death, he may cause harm to his worldly comfort and luxuries. He might be living a simple life, but he's got more time for the ibadat of Allah. They say half loaf with respect and dignity, where you get enough time to read your Faraz Salah on time, you get time to read Quran, you get time to recite Zikrullah, you get time to recite, to read authentic Islamic books, etc. And these good actions will take us to Jannah. There are angels writing down good deeds and angels writing down the sins of people. If you do good actions, the angels write down good actions. Kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, innal abrara lafi na'im, wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. The angels that are on our shoulders, one writing down good deeds, one writing down sins. And Allah says that, فَآسِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Give preference to that which is everlasting to that which is temporary. This life is short life. How much can we eat? How long are we going to live? The comforts and the luxuries of this world are short-lived. A person can make nikah to the most pretty woman. Few weeks, few months down the line, they become parents. And then few years down the line, they become grandparents. And the young pretty wife is gone old, or the young handsome husband is also getting old. And then it's time to leave this world. In this world, Allah made the poor man's stomach and the rich man's stomach the same size. We can eat, a person can afford maybe an ox a day, or a camel a day, or a goat a day. But Allah made our stomach such, you won't be able to eat a whole ox in a day. And sometimes you overeat, you get indigestion, chest burns. People are diagnosed with different type of sicknesses and diseases. Sugar, diabetic, dialysis, cardiac, heart problems, etc. The doctors put them on a very strict diet. But sickness is also not an azab for a believer. It's a rahmah. And a sick person, think of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, when Allah tested him with the sickness. We recite, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And in that sickness, whatever little good action the person was doing when they were young and healthy, Allah will give them the full reward. Because sickness and old age had hit them, Allah will keep the sabab meter going. And the reward for sabr, this great reward in Jannah. And life after that in Jannah, فَآسِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Give preference to that which is everlasting to that which is going to perish. The world is going, we have to leave it one day. And there's another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The love of this world is a root cause of many other sins a person could commit. And may Allah forgive us and guide us to be honest in all our monetary dealings. Since the love of dunya, sometimes a person may not be honest in the laws of inheritance. Some in business, they might may not rather give people a little bit extra. And in the akhirat, Allah make it easy for us. A bankrupt Muslim is that person on the day of Qiyamah, they come with a lot of good action, accepted Salah, accepted Hajj, Umrah, but they did not fulfill the rights of those around them. And especially monetary rights, you did not fulfill. We have to pay our debts also. sometimes unforeseen circumstances come, you cannot meet your debts, whatever. But ask the person for extension of time, say, I got intention of paying. And we have to look at the current expense and the debts, everything. Allah make it easy, inshallahul aziz. We'll conclude with a dua. Lastly, we must have a lot of love and respect for all our ulama-i kiram. We have to give them a good, reasonable salary, so with undivided attention, they can focus on serving the community, doing imamat, afternoon maktab madrasas, in the hifz classes, darul loom, 6, 7, 8 hours of the day. And what is the average living wage, what a person needs? We have to give our ulama a good wage also, so they can focus in teaching and educating our children, inshallah al-aziz. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة واصيلا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكحل الرجال ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين